It is the work of the Washington State Catholic Conference to make comment on important policies that are happening within our state. And recently, news has broke that the Washington State Governor Bob Ferguson signed into law requiring priests to break the seal of confession in order to report an incident of child abuse. Lots of information has come out since then, and joining us today to help break down what all of this means and what we as Catholics can rely on when we go to confession, it is the Executive Director of Washington State Catholic Conference, Jean Hill. She's joining us today to help us understand more about this law. Good morning, Jean. Thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Blend.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Jean, I was very grateful to have the opportunity to meet with you. You came and spoke with the Deacon Convocation for the Archdiocese of Seattle, and you filled us in on this. And there's a lot to unpack here because this is a process that really has been going on for a few years. Before we talk directly about this specific bill, just tell us a little bit about what it is, the role that you all do there at Washington State Catholic Conference.
Absolutely. So the conference is the public policy voice for our five Catholic bishops and our three dioceses and our over 1 million Catholics in Washington State. So we, you know, it is our baptismal call to speak out, to participate in our communities, such as our governmental communities. And so we bring the Catholic perspective into the legislative process, into the governor's office, into state agencies, into city council meetings, wherever we see that that voice is needed, because legislators or political leaders are considering policies that may or may not impact matters of importance to us, like poverty, for example.
Jean, when you attended our deacon convocation, you spoke about this particular bill. Now, this was a while ago. It had not been signed into law, which tells us that this has been something that has been in the process for a while. What is the history of this particular law?
So this began back in 2022 when a local investigative journalism outfit called Investigate West did a very powerful story on covering up of sexual abuse by Jehovah's Witnesses in the state. And that led a senator to be very interested in including clergy as mandatory reporters, because in Washington law currently, or before this bill anyway, clergy were not among those who had to report reasonable suspicions of abuse. So she first ran a bill in 2023 that did have an exemption for confessions, and that bill passed the Senate unanimously. But then it went to the House, and in a committee hearing, the House committee members removed the exemption. So my predecessor worked at that time to try and get an amendment on the floor of the House to make sure that our practice of confession was protected as it needs to be under the First Amendment. That was not successful. And thankfully, when the bill went back to the Senate without the exception, the Senate refused to accept that amendment. So we came back again in 2024. We had concerns about what would happen in the elections that year, and so we tried to negotiate again with the senator for a version that was not ideal for us, but at least did provide some protections for our clergy. And once again, the bill passed the Senate. This time it had a grand total of 5 no votes and went to the House. And once again in the House committee, they took out the exception and said, we will not provide any exceptions for acts of worship. So the bill died again. So this year, the senator brought the bill back with no exceptions. And frankly, the way the bill is written and the way the law is written now, it says everybody who has a communication privilege, a testamentary privilege, as they're called, gets to maintain their privilege except for clergy. And the language is except for clergy. And that is the bill passed. And we have, you know, we asked for a veto from the governor. He did not veto it. And so that is now going to be the law as of July 27th, 2025.
Jean Hill is the Executive Director of Washington State Catholic Conference, joining us today to talk to us about a bill signed into law in the state of Washington that would require priests to break the seal of confession to report the incidents of abuse. So just to clarify what you just said, Jean, priests, according to the bill, would have to be a mandatory reporter on that if he heard it in confession. But say lawyers who are working with a client or a psychologist or even a medical doctor, all of those still have the privilege of, we'll say, silence.
Well, I will say medical doctors, not necessarily. And that gets complicated. The lawyers maintain their privilege. And at the same time that the Washington State Legislature passed the bill taking away clergy privilege, they expanded lawyer privilege to law school students who are working in clinics. So there's a privilege for sexual abuse advocates that is maintained. There's the spousal privilege is maintained. Clergy privilege is eliminated.
Wow. So, Jean, what is the response then from the priests and the bishops' conference? Archbishop Achan of Seattle, he was very quick to say that priests who break the seal would be excommunicated. Are priests ready to go to jail for this?
Absolutely. I have not found a priest yet who says I would break the seal. They know, and you know, it's not Archbishop Achan making up a new rule. This is canon law. According to canon law, which is centuries old, any priest who breaks the seal of confession is automatically excommunicated. They do not have a choice. And that's not because we're trying to hide things, which is sort of the narrative. It's because confession is between penitent and God. The priest is there to embody God for us, but he's not the one we're talking to. We're talking to our God. This is a purely religious experience, a purely religious moment. It is an act of worship. And we have this little First Amendment that says we have the right to free exercise of our religion. And I do want to make very clear, we have never opposed including clergy as mandatory reporters. And in fact, all of our clergy in every diocese are mandatory reporters through diocesan policies that came about after the Dallas Charter in 2002. So we are more than willing to have our priests report reasonable suspicions of abuse, but they cannot report if those suspicions came out of the confessional. So a priest spends his days all over the place, and everywhere he goes and everyone he talks to, he's a mandatory reporter. Those 2 hours a week when he is in the confessional is the only time he is not a mandatory reporter.
I understand. Jean Hill joining us today. She's the executive director of the Washington State Catholic Conference, helping us break open a new bill signed by Washington Governor Bob Ferguson on requiring priests to break the seal of confession to report the incidents of abuse. Well, Jean, then what happens from here? Is this in law now? Is this actually how priests have to work with now? Or is there an additional step? And what's going to happen beyond this? Is this going to be an appeal filed?
So the law has been signed by the governor, but it won't actually go into effect until July 27th. It's 90 days, basically. So we do have some time to help our priests understand, you know, we do not expect you to violate the seal of confession, to help our Catholics understand that anonymous confession is still available to you if you have concerns. You don't have to reveal who you are to the priest, as we all know. And we are considering what are our legal options, because the bill, the way it's written, again, where it says, except for clergy, everybody else gets their privilege, it's clearly unconstitutional. And so we are considering whether we want to pursue legal action to ensure that the Constitution, and I will say our state constitution is actually even stronger than the federal. So we have a really strong case to say this on its face is an unconstitutional law. And we will see what our options are to pursue that kind of a case.
Excellent. Well, this was quite an interesting case and really one that came over with just quite a lot of distress for Catholics, not only in Washington, but recognizing the ramifications across the United States. Jean, it is wonderful to have you on the show today to help clarify some of the little nuances of the bill. And thank you for your time today and all of your work at the Washington State Catholic Conference.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here, Brenda, and I have enjoyed our time together.